All right, welcome back to ACC Today, 371 on the Sirius XM dial. We're always looking to get into some interesting topics here on the show, particularly with people we bring on. And this one caught our eye. Carter Hoge, who is a sophomore at Johns Hopkins, has evidently, and we'll get it from him, but he's evidently invented a device, a garment that football players can wear that seems to prevent concussions. He did a lot of his testing, I think the majority of his testing, at Virginia Tech, and the solution seems to have reduced concussions in contact sports by over 60%. Really innovative, really cool, and seems to be something that has some really good traction. So, Carter, first and foremost, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate the chance to talk.
So let's start from the big picture here on exactly what you've invented and what it does. And then I want to kind of get into the weeds of how you came about this. But what did I screw up there? Any of the information I screwed up? What have you invented?
Yeah, so essentially what it is, it's a balaclava or a ski mask that comes down over your shoulders and chest area, in addition to covering the head and neck. And it reduces the risk of concussion by up to 61% as tested at Virginia Tech. That's essentially a combined probability metric that they've developed through logistical regression of both the linear and rotational acceleration values of collisions.
Okay. And so, and why do the testing at Virginia Tech?
The reason why we went to Virginia Tech is specifically because, at least to me, someone who's played football and looked at all the helmet ratings, everything like that, they're at the forefront of testing in our minds and in the minds of so many different companies. They've really pushed the specifics of being able to understand concussions and biomechanics of it as far as any other company so far, not company, sorry, any other group. And they're specialized not just in football, but in other sports. And the ability to test our product with them is opening up the doors to understanding how the product works with many different sports and the benefits that it can get for each of them.
Okay. Well, and you're currently a student athlete at Johns Hopkins?
Yes.
Okay. Sophomore at Johns Hopkins. And as I understand it, you come from a long line of inventors. You're I think you're third generation in terms of inventors in your family. And the story with your dad seems to be fundamental to sort of your background and your ambition here. First of all, around inventing, can you give us a little bit of that backstory and what maybe motivates Carter Hoge at this point, this young point in your life?
Yeah, so I mean, ever since I was a little kid, I've just seen my dad through the various jobs that he's worked, inventing all sorts of different things from technology to fintech. And he's been great in the sense that anytime I would have a question about stuff like that, he would answer me, kind of helped spark my curiosity when it came to just inventing new things. And always kind of pushed me to think outside of the box and come up with stuff on my own rather than just kind of going along with the flow of everything.
Okay. So your dad invented something with MasterCard, as I understand it. What was that? And what is it even called MasterCard at the time, as I understand it?
Yeah, so my grandfather was the CEO of MasterCard. My father founded his own credit card company called Revolution Money, which he sold to American Express back in the late 2000s, early 2010s. And so my dad did was he invented a system of multi-packet switching, essentially being able to send transactions through the internet. It's currently being used by American Express as well as other credit card companies.
Okay, I got you. And you're calling it the thing you've invented. You're calling it Gator Skin, but it's spelled G8RSKIN. You're calling it Gator Skin?
Yes.
Okay. Why? How did you come up with that?
So the name comes from the fact that In addition to this new invention, we have a couple other projects in the works that kind of fit the features of an alligator. And specifically, with this specific device, it's kind of as tough as an alligator skin, but also very flexible like an alligator skin. So you get that protection similar to what a gator gets without having any sort of loss of movement or restriction.
Okay. How does it adapt? So that's the movement piece. How does it adapt to weather? I mean, is it, for example, if we're talking 90 degrees out, are players going to be inclined to wear something like this?
Yeah, so there's a couple things we've done to address the heat. Obviously, it's a product that, given it's very similar to a ski mask and the way it wears, is naturally suited to help prevent against the cold. Specifically for the issues with heat, one, it's very perforated, so there's a lot of different holes for air to escape through, so it's not going to track the heat on your head or on your shoulders significantly. Additionally, we've added pockets along the back of the neck where you can insert cooling gel packs along the back of your neck and upper shoulder that is going to help reduce your body temperature, and those can just get switched out every couple hours, depending on what sport you're playing. With football, you can just take it off on the sidelines. And finally, the way it's designed, it's a very easy front closure along the front of your neck. That one is easy to take on and off, and for another, it allows you to pop off the device like a hood. So if you're not actually in play, you can take it off and not have it on top of your head.
Okay. And would this be worn in games, or is this designed strictly for practice?
No, it's designed to be worn in games. Okay. Part of it is because it's underneath helmets. It's not meant to kind of change any of the appearance of players in the sense that something to be put on top of your head would. So it's meant to be played, worn both in games and in practice.
Okay, gotcha. And I know your brother FJ was a real driving force behind this, and I'd love to hear you kind of tell the background. I know he played football. His career was cut short by a major head injury, and this was really one of the inspirations to come up with your product here. Can you give us a little bit of that backstory?
Yeah. So my brother played for Washington and Lee University, Division III school in the ODAC conference. And obviously I grew up watching my brother play football. I played with him 1 year in high school, which is an amazing experience. And it was just really unfortunate because in the ODAC championship game, his junior year of college, he suffered a career-ending concussion. He can't even remember the game or any of the celebration. They won the championship. To this day, he can't remember it. And seeing him go through not only the immediate aftermath of the concussion, but like, the long-term consequences of the concussion on him was really what drove me to kind of sit down and try and address the issue in the first place. In addition to the fact that, obviously, being around so many other football players, I've seen the same thing happen to so many other people. Concussions don't necessarily just have an immediate short-term effect on you, but they can have long-lasting impact on, for example, your endocrine system, kind of messing with your hormones, that most people don't necessarily immediately link to concussions.
Okay. Okay. We're talking to Carter Hoag, who is a sophomore at Johns Hopkins. He's invented a contact sports PPE that is has been proven to reduce concussions by over 60%, that research being done at Virginia Tech. And I was in something I was reading, Carter, it had mentioned that you had noticed a sharp decline, I think was the phrasing that was used, a sharp decline in interest in contact sports amongst your age group. Because individuals are fearing, you know, serious injury. I wonder how you're defining that sharp decline and what you were noticing.
I would say it's a kind of general trend, at the very least in the Northeast, but I'd say generally in the United States, of just more trepidation on behalf of players and parents in terms of putting their children into contact sports or participating in contact sports, just due to the nature of the injuries that occurred within them. As an illustrative example, I played for a little bit in New York in terms of the high school, and just the number of players year after year was steadily declining. For example, even my school in New York, they get away with contact football in middle school. It's now just flag football. Kind of moving away from the contact out of fear of kind of these injuries for players. And I guess that's how I would define it.
Gotcha. Well, the product is, again, it's called Gator Skin. The scientists at Virginia Tech are all on board. It seems like this thing is moving forward. Now, I guess the next hurdle here is getting folks to buy it, right? Getting professional college athletics teams to wear Gator Skin in the upcoming seasons. How do we go about doing that?
Step number one is kind of letting as many people know about it as possible, letting them see for themselves the data and everything that we've kind of put out there on the product, raising awareness as to the fact of what that data reflects and what it means. And then also just going to players and seeing how what their feedback is on the product and making it something that it's a very easy transition for people to wear, which currently think is already at that point, but we can always continue to do better and just get it adopted into as many different sports as possible.
Yeah. Well, best of luck, man. We appreciate you coming on and giving us a little details on what you got cooking, and we'll do our best to try to sell it for you, man. It seems like a good cause you're working towards here. So thanks for joining us.
All right, thank you.
All right, there he is. We are not typically inclined to have people come on and hawk their stuff, but obviously the science behind it is backed up by Virginia Tech, and it is endeavoring to solve a serious issue, not just in football, but in other contact sports. So we give the guy a little bit of a platform here, and I do mean little, to try to talk about his thing, and you determine what you think of it. But there you go. That's right from the inventor's mouth, Carter Hoag. Only a sophomore in college, he's inventing stuff. I mean, my God. God bless him. We'll continue here. ACC Today, right after this.